Real pleasure for me to be here, but it's not just a classic greeting. It's the truth. I'm very glad that our Heavenly Father has given me this opportunity to be here to share with you all the blessings, all the things that we have received. And the most important thing is that we can talk about the God's Word. I enjoy the talking. I enjoy being at your in your houses, and we can talk about anything. But I like very much. I enjoy very much talking about the God's Word, because it's important in our lives. It's important in my life. It has been very important in my life. Surely, I have received many blessings. I am privileged to receive many things from God, and many things that I never imagined. I praise my Heavenly Father for this opportunity of life that He has given to me. For me personally, and for my family, for my brothers and sisters in Mexico, and for you, for each one of you, for my brothers and sisters here in the United States. I think it's a good time for us that we need to be united. We need to be firm in this gospel. At these difficult times that we are facing, it's important that we need to take an active role in our church. It's easy to take the passive role, but we need to take an active role. Are you taking that active role? I hope so. Each one of us, we have the challenge to take an active role in our church. I'm going to talk about something that maybe you have heard many times, but it's important for us each time. Do you know, many times when we read the Bible and you understand part of it, but if you can read it again, you can understand more. I'm going to talk about the importance of the salvation. How important is it for us to have the salvation of our souls? It's very important for us. That's why we need to make an effort every day. Many people in this world, they don't have this, they are not firm about the salvation. But as members of the Church of Christ, we need to be sure about our salvation. Many people in this world, they know that they have doubts, only doubts. But instead of having doubts, we need to have what? Faith. We need to have faith. I know that we are facing difficult times, as I said before. Life is always difficult. It's the same with us in Mexico. We have problems, we are facing difficult situations, but we have the same promise. We have the same God. We pray in Spanish. You pray in English. But God understand us and understand you. This is very important. And why do sometimes have doubts? There are many reasons. One of the reasons is that people have converted totally in his life. We need to be converted to have faith. Just when we find out that it's important for us, it's like a person that he's sick. He can't go to the doctor if he or she didn't realize that he needs it. We know that we need the salvation. We need God. He doesn't need us. It's the opposite. We're going to read some scriptures. In Romans chapter 9, verse 10. We're going to read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. I will ask my brother Alvin to read this part in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Thank you. What I want to bring to your attention is belief in your heart. We need to believe. Not only by our words, but in our heart. In many parts of the Bible, of the scriptures, it tells us that give me thy heart, give me your heart. Why did God didn't ask our liver? He asked our heart. Yes. Yeah, he asked our hearts. Because our hearts, in our hearts, it produces the thoughts, the feelings that we have. So it's very important that you believe with what? With your heart. That's the phrase I would like to share with you. We need to believe completely to be sure of our salvation. Don't doubt. If you have doubt, you need to pray to God, to make your efforts to attend to church and to read the scriptures. You will find the security. You will find the to be firm on this on the Word of God. So it's very important for us to be firm. Let's read another part in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 12. Timothy chapter 1, 12. I'm going to ask Brother Alvin to read 12, 13, and 14.
For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, who said these parts? Who said these words? Apostle? Paul. He said that he's not ashamed. We don't need to be ashamed. Are we sometimes ashamed or afraid to talk about the gospel to another people? I think that's the difficult part. Maybe when young people are in school, or maybe when we are working, we're a little afraid to talk about the Word of God. But I want you to think about this, that we are living in a very important part of the history of our church. This is the time we are facing many good things. We in Mexico have this experience. We have experimented many things, many beautiful things, many beautiful testimonies, many spiritual testimony. Is that true that it happened us many things that we haven't expected? But all of these things that happen, it makes us stronger. If something doesn't destroy you, it makes you stronger. That's what happened in our lives. We are more, we are stronger now spiritually. First the hurricane, remember? After the accident, everyone knows. And many things happen. But in each single time that we realize the power of God, God is with us. And that's the important thing. That's the important thing in our lives. So that's why we don't need to be ashamed to be with God. Don't be ashamed to do good things in your life. And this is your opportunity. This is the generation that God has chosen to give them the responsibility in the church. There is a part in the Bible that says that we are ambassadors for Christ. It's a big responsibility, is it? To be representing, we are the representative of God in the world. Are we doing our jobs? I hope so. I hope each one of us needs to do what he or she needs to do. Then this is the part I'm telling you. So because as Apostle Paul said, that he's not ashamed, because he knows who had believed. And there is, I think there's a song that you sing like this. It's a beautiful song. We need to do this every day in our life. It's important for us, as I said, we need to take an active role in our church. We need to proclaim the gospel every day in our lives. It could be like the way you're living. It could be with your testimony. It could be with your way of talking. This is very important. Has it ever happened to you when you are at, maybe at the mall, or maybe at your work or somewhere, people ask you, what church do you belong to? That's very important, because they can see the difference between you and the people in from the world, or the people that don't believe in God. It's very important. Another thing that causes us to doubt is because we trust in our emotions than trusting in the Word of God. It's very important to trust in God instead of our emotions. Let's see in Philippians chapter 1, 6. Okay, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Okay. Again, I will ask my brother to read this.
Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Okay. In this part, it tells us that we need to be confident, God, in good works. It's important for us that we do something. I told the young people last night that it's important to pray, but it's important also to do something, to do to make effort every day in our lives. In not just praying and that's all. It's important to pray continuously, as the scriptures tell us, but it's important to make our effort every day in our lives. What have you done recently? What have you done in order to build your spiritual life? It's very important for us, because we always, as human beings, we are worried about material things. We are worried about material things. We always think about work, about houses, about studies, about things like that. But how many times have we thought about spiritual things? It's important, our salvation. It's important that we don't have just a body, but we have a soul. And this second is the most important thing. It's the most important thing. Yes, and Jesus said this. I said, what are we going to gain if we gain maybe all the world and we lose our souls? This is very important for us every day. So I would like to encourage you to continue this work. You have done a very important work. here. I want to congratulate each one of you that have participated in singing, in preaching, in all the activities here. I enjoyed very much. Even though sometimes it's difficult for me to understand the language, but I have enjoyed. Every time I'm here, I can understand more, not more, more about the language, but more also about the problems, about the culture, and I realize that as human beings, we are the same. We are the same, like in Mexico. We're facing difficulties, problems, situations in our lives. That's why we need. I want to call your attention to say that we need to be united. This is the time we need to be united. Do you know that all the things that happened to us, it made us more united, more faithful. That's very important then, that we as church be more united. And every time I come here, I feel more united to you. And your brothers in Mexico feel more united to you. Many times when we have our services, prayer meetings, always they ask us, we're going to pray for the brothers in the United States. Sometimes they can pronounce your name, but they say, we're going to pray for the sister who is sick or something. Yes. So we are not alone. We are a large family. And now we are, we know that the church is growing. I am very happy to see what our Heavenly Father is doing in these days. I'm really happy. I'm really content. But I think I need to do more. We need to do more. So it's the time for us to proclaim the gospel. Not only our ministers who goes overseas, but personally, where you work, in your house, be a good parent to teach your children. Let's make a wall that we can reach the other people that don't believe in God. You have a good custom. If we talk about custom, we're not going to finish. But we have different customs in Mexico, I see. But that's the important thing, because we are different in custom, in languages, and so. But we have the same God. So, you have a good custom here. I have seen that when you pray, you hold hands. It's very good. We don't have that custom, but it's a good custom. But I would like this not only physically, but spiritually. We need to be united and reach out at the person in the family that doesn't believe in God. This is very important. So, are we able to make this barrier, this wall, to reach out this person, maybe in your family, maybe some relatives, some friends? It's very important. I have this testimony about this. I remember my friends, that they are not here physically, but one time they decided. They were talking about that we are just few and we need to reach out other people and things like that. But my father told them, yes, we need to reach out the other people. But how about the family? How about our children? And they said, yes, that's true. And they decided to have studies at home, to make all the efforts that they need. Every day they took the decision, and things are not going to change unless you change. This is the important things, that the things are not going to change if you don't decide, you personally, to change. And that is what those brothers did. They decided that today we're going to begin to teach our children, to help them, to counsel them every day. And they did such a wonderful job. In some months, we saw the fruits of that work. And now we can see the fruits of the work because the parents are not here. But the children are continuing serving God. They had a very difficult time, as you know, for the accident, but they are continuing in this gospel. The question is, what would happen if they didn't take this, they decided to do this before? Maybe their children, maybe they were in the world, we don't know, but this is a good example. This is a good example for me, and I want to share it with you. It would be a good example for you. So I hope that you can understand me trying to use my best vocabulary. So I hope that you understand. If you don't, I can have the opportunity to listen your questions, your ideas, your complaints. It's very important to see these changes. So it's very important to take an active role. And I have another experience for other brother who was a young boy. He decided to change his life. He decided to use his talents. He knew how to play the guitar, and he was baptized. He just do what the Lord said. He was participating in many activities. He never said, no, I don't have time, I'm busy. He never said that. He was just serving God. When the accident happened, he was 29 years old, 28, 29 years old, too young. But he decided to prepare his life. What would happen if he hasn't prepared his life? If he has taken an, a passive role in the church? It's very important to take an active role, that we can work for our salvation. When? Today. Now. God needs leaders who wants to proclaim with relevance the Word of God. In that way, we can give a real impact. A real impact. We can give this real impact. If not, people are not going to believe. In Mexico, I don't know about here, but maybe it's the same. Always people are watching you, your neighbors, the people where you work. They are always watching you. What do you say? Where do you go on weekends? What do you do? Everything. You can give a real impact if what you believe is truth in your life, is real in your life. It's very important. And this is maybe you can talk a lot about God, but you can give a good example with your life, with our lives. It's very important. Yes. Then, there is a, I have many scriptures here, but I think you know, you have heard in the reunion and things, but there is a scripture, it's my favorite, because it's short. And it says, the question, the test. What does Philippians chapter 4:13 say? Don't look it up. Exactly. Only one knows. Okay.
You want to read?
Yes. Listen.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Yes. It's a short verse. The children in Mexico know they by memory. It says that all the things is possible through God. There is no impossibles. So with this faith, with this point of view, we need to face all the things. All the things that we believe or we think that it's impossible. All I can do through Christ, which strengthen me. It's very important in our lives to see that we are not alone. Many times we feel alone. It's in, I have talked with many people, and sometimes they say, "Do you know, I feel alone. No one cares about me." That's not true. God cares about you. You are important to God. And that's the only thing you need to know. If we are important to God, that's all. If we have the, if God is in agreement of what we say or the way of our life, that's all we need. Then it's very important that we must be strong, faithfully. I encourage you to continue this work. It's very important in our lives. We need to reach out to other people. What would happen? Maybe next year in our reunion, you're going to bring one more. You're going to invite someone. It's very important. It's a difficult job, I know, but it's not impossible. Remember what in this part says, where? Philippians chapter 4, 13. Yes, thank you. And it says, it's very important. I will read my favorite scriptures in the Book of Mormon. In the third book of Nephi, chapter 4, verse 42. We're going to read 42 to 52.
Third Nephi, chapter 4, verse 42 to 52. Yea, verily I say unto you, if you will come unto me, you shall have eternal life. Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended towards you, and whosoever will come, him will I receive. And blessed are those who come unto me. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I created the heavens and the earth, and all things that in them are. I was with the Father from the beginning. I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and in me hath the Father glorified his name. I came unto my own, and my own received me not. And the scriptures concerning my coming are fulfilled. And as many as have received me, to them have I given to become the sons of God. And even so will I to as many as shall believe on my name. For behold, by me redemption cometh, and in me is the law of Moses fulfilled. I am the light and the life of the world. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And ye shall offer up unto me no more the shedding of blood, yea, your sacrifices and your burnt offerings shall be done away. For I will accept none of your sacrifices and your burnt offerings. And ye shall offer for a sacrifice unto me a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And whoso cometh unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, him will I baptize with fire and with the Holy Ghost, even as the Lamanites, because of their faith in me, and at the time of their conversion were baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost, and they knew it not. Behold, I have come unto the world to bring redemption unto the world, to save the world from sin. Therefore, whoso repenteth and cometh unto me as a little child, him will I receive, for of such is the kingdom of God. Behold, for such I have laid down my life, and have taken it up again. Therefore repent, and come unto me, ye ends of the earth, and be saved.
Thank you. This is my favorite scripture reading. Do you remember one time when I came here, I told you about a testimony of a sister that in a dream, She heard a voice that read the third book of Nephi. Do you remember? No. For me, it's very important. Does anyone remember? You don't remember? Maybe I didn't say it here. I'm getting old, maybe. Yes, I think I told you about this dream, about the sister that she was discouraged, and she thought that she's not going to participate in a sacrament service. And one night, she dreamed that a person came to her and gave her like a gift, and it's a house. And you remember? No. Okay, I will tell you all now, and we're going to finish at 9. And you're going to say, "When are you leaving, brother?" Okay. I'm making this more interesting, so you're not going to be sleepy. Okay. Then, we were talking about testimony. Briefly, I will tell you. In her dream, he saw this. And after that, she heard the voice said, "Read the third book of Nephi, chapter 4 through 7. Chapter 5, 4, 5, 6, and 7. This is a very good testimony. And then it says, it's very important for us that when we are discouraged, when things goes wrong in our lives, or maybe things are going like you don't expect it, read, remember this testimony, read the third book of Nephi. It's my favorite scriptures. It says that any person who come to Jesus have eternal life. Can we take this message to the people? This is very simple. Simple to show to others. We must come to Christ every day in our lives. And it says many important things. Blessed are those who come unto me. We are fortunate, we are blessed if we come to him. And with these thoughts, with these words, that's why we need to think about reaching out other people, inviting other people to come. But we need to be united. We need to be like the first church in the books of Acts. When they are united, when they are working together, eating together, having the sacrament together, he says that God brings other people in the church. That's what we want to see. That's what God is doing in these times. Our experience in Mexico is, at these past times, really, as I told you, we had some things that happened that we never expected. But God is doing the great work. Now we have more people, more young people attending, and I think that more people are going to come, and people that we never imagine. This is very important. So that's why maybe your neighbor, maybe the people, someone who works with you, maybe you think as a human being, this person is very hard to talk about the gospel with him or with her. Maybe that's the right, that's the person you need to talk. So, another point, it says in this scripture, it said that we need to make a sacrifice. And not sacrifice that that is done in the past times, but we need to sacrifice the sacrifice is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what we need. to do every day. That's something that we need. Also, we need to sacrifice many things. I know that from my experience. I need to sacrifice many things in my life in order to serve my God. In my personal life, I have many testimonies that I need to sacrifice my own ideas, my own desires as a human being. And I know that it's the same with you. Maybe you have many ideas that causes not to to take that active role in the church. But I invite you to make that sacrifice, to say no of your own ideas, your own maybe feelings that are not right before God. We sure need to make that sacrifice. Last Thursday, I make a phone call to my house. My wife was sad. I know her. I can listen on the phone. My daughter was crying. And maybe it's easy for you to separate in a family because of your culture. I don't know. But for us, that is something really difficult, because our culture is to be united every day. We eat together, we all the families there live together, and they have this custom, we have this custom. So is it do you think it's not a sacrifice for me to be here, to leave my family? Yes, it is. And I can feel it. It's really a sacrifice. But I know, like Paul said, who I believe. I know that I need to make an effort, a sacrifice. What sacrifice are you doing in your life? It's a good question that we can answer. We can answer to ourselves. What sacrifice are you doing in order to deserve, to deserve the blessings? Many times we want to get something, but we don't want to make a sacrifice. I will tell an analogy. Do you want to listen to an analogy? Yes. Okay. It says like this. One time, a rich man, he would like to do something for the town where poor people live. And then he said, I want to do something for the people, but I would like to, that they deserve them. So one night he went to a road, and he put a big rock in the middle of the road. And next morning, the people are crossing that road, all of them, what? Are complaining about the rock in the middle of the road. They are complaining. In the evening, an old man came. He was honest. And he says, soon it will be dark. Some people will cross here and maybe hurt himself in this big rock. I will move it. He made an effort and he moved the big rock. And do you know what happened? No. Then he found a bag of money with a message which says, this money is for the honest person that removes the rock from the road. Did you understand? Yes? Thank you. Only this part understood. Okay. What does this analogy tell us? It tells us that we need to do something in order to deserve something. That's why I told the young people last night that they need to pray, because some young people, I work with young people, and they say, do you know the ministers have only one solution for all the problems? What is it? Pray, that's all. And this is, I'm not saying that this is not important. Yes, it is important. Yes, Surely it's important, but we need to do something, our efforts, right? I told them about the history of what, remember, the young people? They don't remember. I need to repeat it again. Okay. Then, yes, we need to do something. It's very important for us, because God asked to us to do a sacrifice. So, we need to make a sacrifice. And in this part it says that we need to come to Christ and make the sacrifice, which is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So, I want to finish this sermon with these thoughts. Don't forget that the most important thing is what? Not your car, not your house. It's your salvation. This is very important, because as people, we are worried about material things. This is part of the human being, because we are used to see the things and touch the things, and that's the way we learn. But now that we believe in God, we need to pay more attention to what? To the spiritual things. You have a body, yes, but you have a soul. And this second is more important. So, we need to have the, to be firm. I told you about this. We need to be firm. We have to be converted completely. That's why God asks your heart, give me your heart. It's very important. We have many songs that talks about that. And we need to trust in God, not to trust in our, what? In our feelings. Yes, I told you. It's a test. Our feelings, yes. we need to trust in God. Our relation to God, listen to this, our relation with God is not based in our emotion, but it's based on our faith. And it's very important that we trust in God and we pay more attention to the spiritual things. And the phrase is, like a plant, if it's not growing, it's dying. So it's very important for us that we can grow as all the members of the church. We need to be more united, doing efforts. We need to make what? I told you. Effort? Yes, that's true. Only one is listening. No. an effort. We need to make like a wall to reach out the other person that doesn't believe. Maybe he or doesn't believe. We want to be united. As when you pray, I have seen that you take your hands. That's it's a good custom, but we need to make it spiritually, because you can eat together and say, oh, we are united. But if all the family don't believe in God, it's not united. But it takes a lot of time, it takes many prayers. My father told me that he spent a lot of time praying for us and fasting and doing his effort. Now it's a blessing that he can see that all our family are members of the Church of Christ. It's really a blessing. That can happen to your family if you just trust in God and do your what you have to do in your part, and God will help you. And what does Philippians chapter 4:13 says? Okay, louder. Loud and nice. Yes. So I can go happily. Okay, now tell me. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Right, correct. Yes, if we say it with a loud voice, maybe you are going to do it. If you say like this, yes. So, This is the things that I would like to talk with you. I hope that it would be something that it encourage you to serve God. I enjoy very much this visit. Every time is more interesting to be here and to share these beautiful things that God has given to us. Thank you very much for your attention, your patience, and all the things.
Thank you, Placido. And don't forget that testimony about the lady in her house, because he'll probably ask you next time when he comes up. We have a few announcements. Camp for All Ages, September 20th through the 21st. It's on our bulletin board. I suspect it's out at the East Local also. It's time to get to the wheels on the road and the gears tuned up for a weekend of biking on the Katy Trail. And see Mike Smith or Rusty Granger. And there are phone numbers and email addresses there, so you can contact them about it. September 20th, 21st. For the Temple Lot. Study class, Monday night at 7 o'clock. Well, that's not just for the Temple Lot. That's anybody who wants to come. Anybody who's got a question for the ministry and they want to get it answered, Monday night at 7 is the time to do it. And for those of you who've never come, we go from 7 to 9. We don't beat the dead horse. We don't try to stay up all night and have a marathon. We just 7 to 9, but we'll try to answer your questions. Wednesday night prayer service at 7. Saturday is the election of officers for the YPCL. It's at 6:30, and it'll be at Cynthia Fan's house. Mary Lou Nelling, who was Dan Lawrence's mother, passed away on August the 4th. Memorial service will be on the 26th. It's Tuesday. It will be here at church. It's not this coming Tuesday. That's the 26th of the month. We need to remember those that were ministered to this morning, Norman Warfield, Marvin Case. We also want to remember our brother Chris Warfield, who has been diagnosed with the possibility of type 2 diabetes, and he's having liver tests, biopsies this Wednesday. Let's remember him for these procedures. Also, our sister Diana Brown has a job interview Monday morning, and let's remember her. Last announcement. Paul Case and Amanda Pender would like to invite area members to come to their wedding on Saturday, August the 23rd at 3 o'clock. For those in the Temple Lot who have those green schedules, the time is wrong. It is at 3 o'clock. There will be a potluck dinner reception immediately following the meat. The main course is provided. The guests are asked to bring salads and side dishes. And Bonnie assures me there's going to be enough cake for dessert for everybody. Okay. Yes. Sure. I wonder if I could. Is Brother Joel back there? Thank you, brothers. Let's turn to hymn number 171 for our closing. O Jesus, I have promised. 171, after which we'll be dismissed in prayer by our brother Larry Beam.